Brown County Schools recently announced they must cut the budget by nearly $1 million because of declining enrollment. The district is down more than 100 students just in the past year, but the source of the problem is complicated. As WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports, the county is battling several challenges.
Right in the heart of Nashville sits the Cornerstone Inn. It has a quaint wraparound porch with rocking chairs, colorful flower boxes, and a friendly staff.
Did we have a good weekend?
We had a great weekend.
Well, that's good.
That's Bruce Gould. He co-owns the inn with his wife and has lived in Brown County for more than 30 years.
I know so many people around here, and I know so many things and places. I'm familiar, really familiar with things around here. And so I really like that feeling that I don't just live in my house and I don't just own this business. I mean, this is my town.
Although Gould loves where he lives and works, he, along with several others, acknowledge the county isn't keeping up with the passing of time. The county's struggling with a declining population. That impacts schools, businesses, and ultimately the county's livelihood. Data from the state paints a pretty dismal picture. Redevelopment Commission member Tim Clark says the numbers show the county's population decline will continue through 2050.
So if you're not growing, costs continue to increase with inflation. So, you know, when you start looking at those trends from a development side standpoint, we're kind of concerned, saying, okay, we know what that future might look like. What do we need to do now?
Well, now they're making a plan. Members of the Redevelopment Commission say the current focus is gathering talent and thought leaders and, frankly, as many community members as possible to brainstorm initiatives and come up with future plans to better some of the problems. The county is one of 5 areas in the state to receive a Hometown Collaborative Initiative grant through the Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs. Clark says the HCI program will teach Brown County leaders how to improve the community.
Well, that's pretty important when you look at making change within a county, within a community. What is that method? And the HCI will give us that pipeline, so to speak, of talent, of leadership, and a method for tackling these issues, because change is tough, always is.
The Redevelopment Commission is also pushing forward with a countywide master plan. It's going to apply for a $40,000 and $50,000 state grant to fund it, but Clark says creating a master plan is a somewhat lengthy process. He's currently working on a county income survey, which is needed to apply for the grants. Redevelopment Commission President David Redding says he thinks the most valuable resource the county has is the people. In order to come up with the best solutions for the community, he says the county must work as a team.
So where there's a board, we want to come in from an RDC perspective and support them and help them and enable them, encourage them, be their biggest cheerleader.
And the schools are on that team too. The county's population decline trickles down to Laura Hammock's district. The hallways at Brown County schools are less crowded, and fewer students means less money to cover the district's expenses. The big task Hammock sees is attracting young families to Brown County.
We feel like they are really supporting the strategy and the systems approach to really trying to move both the county and the school district together and forward.
Redding says the county is on the right track, and more people are volunteering their time to work on these various initiatives. Gould says he can feel the momentum, but he's ready to see the changes actually made.
Comes a time you need to quit doing studies and do something tangible. So we're reaching that point, I think, where something has to change and be done, just like with the school system. We can't go on like this much longer without a really big change.
Items on Gould's short list include better access to broadband and wastewater treatment. For WFIU News, I'm Lindsay Wright.